Tribesmen of the Vale! Gather round! Stone Crows! Black Ears! Burned Men! Moon Brothers! And Painted Dogs! Your dominion over the Vale begins now! Onward to claim what is yours!
Hoffman!
Hoffman! Hoffman! Hoffman! Hoffman!
To battle!
Rhyme
and treason.
Bars.
Episode 135, Rhyme of Treason Radio, coming at ya into battle.
Yeah, what's going on, world?
I finally got through it. Got a hold of this motherfucker.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, anyway, we're here drinking.
Well, we're doing this thing.
He's in Sacramento.
That's right. We're still in California, but we're hundreds of miles apart, which is uncommon for a lot of people.
Anyway, Amon Amarok.
I would say that would be one thing that I picked up along my European journey was that kind of scale and scope, like going to a country and being like, wait, so your entire country has less people than my state? Well, that's cool. California is fucking huge, man. We're massive. We are.
And we're, the sixth largest economy in the world.
Yep.
But we're all living in the extreme rat race of California.
Oh, yeah. It's like a rat race wet dream out here, man. Everybody's keeping up with the Joneses and... I don't know, man. Can't even get a straw anymore. Fuck.
Your vocals sound so good on this shit. Anyway, Viking Metal and Mon Amarok. Opening the show.
Did you say Viking Metal?
Yes, they are the originators of Viking Metal.
That's brilliant. I love that. I mean,
just wait till you have.
Although I just feel like all metal is inherently Viking. I guess there's a very specific Nordic.
Metal, like inherently white trash.
Is that new, like NU with the little like thing above it, or?
You're thinking of some fucking balls.
I'm sorry, you were trailing off there. Did I catch a niner?
Yeah, I love it, dude. We're dominating.
Anyway, rhyme and motherfucking trees, baby.
Yeah, battle episode. Battle hardened.
Yeah, filler episode for the one that got away from us for being too drunk.
Yeah, so we're gonna re-record. Wanna buy some type of recording device for the brew fest to redeem ourselves for the
catastrophe that is Rhyme of Treason.
Beats and brews, man. What the hell? It was my fault, dude. Oh, it was just a technical glitch. It was like Beats and brews. You get the impression.
Well, to the four people that would have heard it, I don't think they would have cared, you know?
Yeah, it was weak. We'll do re-record Beats and Brews. We'll do Beats and Brews Volumes 1 through 4 at the Sierra Nevada Brew Fest. At the brewery, October 20th. I got two tickets for you and Leslie. You better be coming.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Sierra Nevada Wet Hop Festival or whatever. Isn't that what it is? Wet Hop Festival? I mean, fucking wet, hoppy amazingness.
You're damn right. Anyway, here comes some more music.
The thunder from down under, or whatever.
Yeah, we're on the phone line.
It's going to be triple brutal, bro.
The brutalness continues. In the battle.
We're here to shred your face. We're here to
battle tracks.
Send you to outer space.
Battle. And treason.
Yeah. 69.
For so long we slave under the gun, and this war inside is never won. I have always sworn that I won't cut corn, and I refuse to suffer anymore.
Oh.
what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being as this is the .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off, you have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, punk.
Join the Dust Bowl Brewing Company's Lateral IPA.
I gotta say, this order bill modern times. Holy shit. Ah, I just discharged you.
Yeah?
You hazy IPA.
I gotta say,
oh
this
my
is quick.
God.
Yeah, this is one of those, you know, it's a hazy IPA, but it's not like your normal hazy IPA. It comes out this beautiful, like, kind of coppery amber color, so it's not all like, it doesn't look like orange juice. It's fucking delicious, man.
Nice. I'm also drinking some Jameson and Red Bull.
Yeah, there you go. That's how we do it here around the tree.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
sad I'm not
going to
see the Real McKenzie's tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure the real McKenzies are sad that you're not going to be there, too, because, you know, they need it. They probably have as many people coming to their show as we do listening to our podcast, so.
They're mediocre at best, that's for sure. Anyway, we are shredding yarn.
Best known as the opening band to the Flogging Molly Dropkick Murphy combo.
Wow, in an ideal world, I mean, come on. What are they?
Because, you know, you got to bring a Scottish band into the Irish band mix, because, you know, that'll bode well for everybody once some whiskey gets flowing.
I'm partying at your house right now. You bastard! I miss you! Fuck! Anyway, fuck society. Fuck
America. Yeah, wow.
Fuck the bourgeoisie, and especially fuck the NRA and the NSA, and fuck everyone. So, here it comes.
Hit Pater with Cater.
More shit into the battle. The battle. And fuck. Stormy Daniels and
Donald
Trump, which is complete bullshit. And Trey is in.
Dude, I'm sorry, but Stormy Daniels just fucking ruined Mario Kart for me for life, dude. Like, Toad was my favorite character up until, like, two days ago.
Yeah, they're going to just publicly execute Stormy Daniels, period. And Lewinsky simultaneously. All right. Mushroom, small mushroom
Yeti
dick pew. Leading the country. Why you have to ruin our realities?
Yeti pubes
Why
and treason.
Why you have to ruin our reality? treason.
Yeah, according to her, it was the least entertaining sex that she ever had, but apparently he didn't feel that way.
Bullshit.
All right, one more talking segment.
Whoa, it's getting real.
I wish I had the resolution still to walk away. show. I'm tongue tied, I wanna know. I'm cut and dried, I'm all cut up. I sting like amphetamines, I'm ready to go. But I wish I had the resolution skills to walk away and never have first fight that way. Do you wanna start a war? Start a war.
Thank you. What is this, Dad?
A Southern tradition, son. It's a reenactment of the Civil War.
Robert E. Lee, I knew I'd find you here where they seat the sorry-ass losers.
Ulysses S. Grant, you invite me to lunch, then show up an hour late, drunk?
I was busy looking for your wife to give her the old...
Sir, this means war.
I am vanquished.
I hereby declare victory in the name of the Confederacy.
Excuse me, I don't think that's how it happened. I'm pretty sure the North won.
What are you saying, fella?
I'm saying that drunken idiot kicked your sorry asses south of the Donna-Dixon line.
We don't take too kindly to that sort of talk, mister. And I sure as shoot don't want your kid hanging around with my kid. And if you think I'm mad now, you got to answer to them Civil War survivors.
Wait, look over there. It's a newly married interracial gay couple burning the American flag.
I guess we can't hang out anymore.
I guess not.
That sucks, because I really like spending time with you.
Me too.
What are you doing?
Now them gripping boys better grow some wings or start flapping their arms.
The battle is over and the young soldier lay down his gun. I'm tired of running for cover. I'm certain the battle is done. For see over there where we fought them, it's quiet, for they've all gone away. All left is the dead and the dying, the blue lying long beside the grave.
Episode 153 coming at ya. Into the battle.
Roman treason.
DJ Gower, he's in sack. He's in his own homestead broadcasting amazing content. So if you want to...
DJ Matador at the helm in the illustrious Man Cave studio.
And what's sad is the... Glorious. It means all the difference, which is just... sad because I'm in sack. I'm getting obliterated to try to set up the stuff, you know, and then like I'm here and then, man, it feels so much better.
Well, you know, I know we've been podcasting for 7 years, but you would think that we could bump up our technology a bit, but you know, I mean, it was our own fault, really. I mean, When we blew our load with the Google ads, clicking on our own Google ads, and then got busted for it, I mean, that pretty much ended any sort of monetary stream for this podcast.
No, I'm not talking about money. I'm just talking about the struggle that is.
No, I know, but if we could generate money from our podcast, we could afford to, like, have decent equipment and then, like, make a real show.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that when we meet in person. So, that's me unscrewing some Jameson and chugging it. Here it comes.
And by Jameson's, he just means watered down Bushmills.
That just happened, people. Oh! Anyway, here comes some more music, and yes. Rhyming Treason 153. What the fucking shit, dude?
Hope you enjoy it, Planet Earth.
I love you, gal. I want to hang out with you soon. 153, rhyme!
And man love of treason.
Will breathe for the rest of their lives. Now go ahead, rise from your cover. Be thankful that God let you live. Go fight the rest of the battle for those who gave all they could give. I see, sir, the battle's not over. The battle has only begun.
Making up
Closing out this show, episode 134, Into Battle.
154, yo.
153.
We don't even know what show it is. Who fucking cares? We just make them because we fucking rock.
That stupid $10 mouth fee makes me want to care.
But yeah. Thank you, Podbean, for all your love and affection.
But apparently not enough, because this is true.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoy a nice luxury cruise on our $10 a month installments over the last 8 years.
Yeah, I hope it's a carnival cruise. And basically you sink in the Mediterranean. You fought.
The Ryman Trees and Carnival Cruise.
Oh, but yeah. Sperm Whale just rams into
Book your tickets on Ticketmaster today.
A sperm whale rams into your hall, you sink, and you die because full of shit.
Bullshit.
Russell Brand. Have you seen Ballers? Oh, shit. Never mind.
Whoa, what's happening? There's loud noises.
I got a new set of seats and bar stools, I should say. And I'm falling out of them.
So I'm hella un-American, and I'm picking up at like 6:45 in the morning tomorrow and watch Liverpool play, which is like that's a football team. For those of you that don't know,
soccer, as we call it
here in America.
Yeah, soccer is. Come on.
Dude, it's metal as fuck.
It's home.
Soccer is the most metal sport ever.
It's horrible, dude. Alright, anyway, man, the whole point of this
podcast. You gotta have respect for the beautiful game, man.
Yeah, I was too drunk to name the point of the podcast. Here it is. Basically, PTSD is common. We're still at war in Iraq. 9/11 just happened. And yeah, we're fucked. And 9/11 was an inside job. And yeah, society's fucked. And it's a sad state of affairs. And basically, end of battle. I'm lucky. I didn't fucking cap anyone in the head or a kid in the head. Which, if I would have went to war, that would have happened. Straight up. All right, enjoy the music.
Yep. Metal. It's the soundtrack to war.
Nah, and there's also like multiple reality shows about it recently that I've watched that are completely fucking hardcore. And yeah, man. What are you gonna do? Shoot a kid? I'm gonna decap myself in the face too if I shot a kid.
For all God right. And country, bro.
What about Odin? Mark. That's one of the main themes: Nordic gods and insanity. Anyway, I can't wait to see Gower on.
We should have recorded this show on Thursday then.
Monomark.
Because, you know, Thursday was actually named after Thor. It was Thor's Day.
Alright. Here we go.
It's true.
Thanks for listening.
Just like
this episode.
Well, like, think about, like, the months, right? Like, the months of the year, right? And there's, like, October and September, right? But it doesn't make sense because oct is 8, right? Like an octopus. But it's the 10th month, so how does that make sense? Right? Well, you had Julius Caesar kind of come in there, and you also had Augustus Caesar come in there and kind of have their hand at things, so the calendar changed. And so what was October, or the 8th month, became October, the 10th month.
All right, that's quite a story. That's crazy. I never knew that.
Yeah. Know your words, people, and the roots of your words and language and everything. It all has value. It all has meaning.
I can't wait to hang out with this motherfucker. Because he's living.
Don't just be a faceless, nameless douchebag in the Matrix, man. Be involved. Know yourself. Know your world that you live in.
All right, here we go. Ryan Matrina, then. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Into the battle.
I put the meta in metal.
And treason.
I lost my leg in the wilderness. no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Amen? All this stuff you've heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, is a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love to fight. All real Americans love the sting of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans.
Rhyme.
And treason.